Gained. Make notes about the insights you have. You may want to record them in your Bible or in a separate journal. As you reflect on your new understanding, you are likely to see how God has moved in your life. Second, have you ever had a similar experience? You approach the Bible from your own unique background, your own particular set of understandings about the world that you bring with you when you open God's Word. For this reason, it's important to consider how your experiences are shaping your understanding and allow yourself to be open to the truth that God reveals. Third, how do you feel about the material? While you should not depend solely on your emotions as a gauge for your faith, it is important for you to be aware of them as you study a passage of Scripture and can freely express them to God. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will use your emotions to compel you to look at your life in a different or challenging way. Fourth, in what way do you feel challenged to respond or to act? God's Word may inspire you or challenge you to take a particular action. Take this challenge seriously and find ways to move into it. If God reveals a particular need that He wants you to address, take that as His marching orders. God will empower you to do something with the challenge that He has just given you. Start your Bible study sessions in prayer. Ask God to give you spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear. As you conclude your study, ask the Lord to seal what you have learned so you will not forget it. Ask Him to help you grow into the fullness of the nature and character of Christ Jesus. I encourage you to keep the Bible at the center of your study. A genuine Bible study stays focused on God's Word and promotes a growing faith and a closer walk with the Holy Spirit in each person who participates. There are reflection prompts included throughout this book. Feel free to pause after the prompts to work through them. Lesson 1. Our Foremost Enemy. In this lesson, learning, is the devil real? Growing, who would want to harm me spiritually? Believers in Christ Jesus have three main enemies in life: the world, the flesh, and the devil. These enemies are constantly present to harass us, create conflict for us, and generate trouble for us. Although we cannot escape these enemies completely, we are assured of victory over them as long as we rely on the Lord Jesus for our wisdom, power, and ability to endure. The world includes anything of a physical nature that might hinder us in our walk with Christ or tempt us to sin. Contrary to what some people think, the world is not getting better. If anything, it is getting worse, because so many more possibilities for evil exist today than hundreds or thousands of years ago. The world has more people, greater opportunities for evil alliances and evil behavior, more technology for delivering tempting messages, more information about how to engage in evil, and more varieties of false religions. The ways and means for committing evil have exploded, not diminished. The flesh has to do with the nature of the human heart, which has not changed since the creation of man. The human heart still has a bent toward darkness, evil, and sin. We have desires that God wants us to meet in ways that are in keeping with His commandments. However, the temptation always exists for us to meet those desires in ways that are ungodly. We never lose our human, fleshly desires, and we never lose our capacity to yield to temptation. These desires are with us until we die, because they reside within us. Peter described the devil this way: "Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Each of us, whether we realize it or not, faces a spiritual battle with the devil today. The very nature of the enemy is to defeat us, to destroy us, and to kill everything that is important to us. John chapter 10, verse 10. His pursuit of us is persistent, unrelenting, and always aimed at the most vulnerable area of our lives. Question 1. Why does Peter describe the devil as your adversary? What images come to mind when you think of the devil as a roaring lion? Question 2. Why might some people think the devil does not exist? What does the Bible teach?